感谢主，今天晚上我们又一同聚集。今天晚上我的挑战是，很多人昨天我分享的时候还没有到。
And for the rest of you, yesterday morning was so long ago you've forgotten.
剩下的人因为时间太久都已经忘记了。
So everybody's starting on a level playing tonight.
所以今天晚上我们都在同一条起跑线上。
As I came to this conference, it always amazes me how the Lord orchestrates things.
所以每次来到这样的特会，我发现非常的惊奇，主如何在那边协调这个聚会。
Hadn't had any fellowship with Brother Godwin.
没有跟孙弟兄有任何的交通。
And hadn't had any fellowship with Brother Jeffrey.
也跟Jeffrey 弟兄也没有交通。
And then what does the Lord end up putting upon all of our hearts?
但是主把这样的负担放在我们心上。
We just heard how our young people are looking at John the Baptist.
刚才听说我们的年轻人在看施洗约翰。
We see so much of that in the Gospel of John.
我们在约翰福音里边看见这样的事。
What did the Lord put upon our Brother Godwin's heart?
主放在孙弟兄身上的心上的负担。
Another comforter that comes forth and shown so fully in the Gospel of John.
另一位保惠师把约翰福音这样丰满的彰显给我们。
And then the Lord had put upon my heart to share about the life of the Apostle John.
主放在我心上的负担是来分享关于使徒约翰的生平。
That Apostle of Recovery.
他是一位恢复的使徒。
Now even a dense accountant like me can pick up on these points.
甚至像我这样的一个人都能够来明白这些点。
Maybe the Lord's trying to show us something about John and all the dynamics here.
也许主要在这边借着约翰的一生来告诉我们一些事情。
Sometimes when you go to a conference and people say, oh, it's wonderful how the Lord orchestrated things.
有些时候你到特会里边发现主如何的在那边运行。
You sit there and you kind of scratch your head.
你到了一定程度，你会要摸摸你的头。
One brother had shared out of Exodus, and another brother shares out of Ezekiel, and you're saying, somebody says, "Oh, it's wonderful how the Lord orchestrated it all."
有一位弟兄在那边分享出埃及记，另外一个弟兄分享以西结书。
And you have no idea of the connection made.
但是你不会，你很惊奇发现他们能够有联系。
But thank the Lord for simple ones like me. The Lord makes connections pretty easy.
感谢主让我这样的单纯，所以他可以这样容易的把我们连在一起。
So we're thankful we can continue tonight looking at the life and ministry of the Apostle John.
我们感谢主，今天晚上我们要继续的来看使徒约翰的生活和执事。
And we introduced this time the other night by sharing how John is called the Apostle of Recovery.
上一次我们介绍说他为什么被称为恢复的使徒。
And he got that name because when the Lord is calling him, he's there mending nets.
他得到这样的一个称号是因为当主呼召他的时候他在那边补网。
He's bringing these nets back to their original use.
他把他那个网恢复到他原初的那个功用。
And when John was writing his gospel and his epistle and the revelation of Jesus Christ,
当使徒约翰在那边写福音写书信和写耶稣基督的启示录的时候
the level of life among the people of God was not where it should be.
那个时候神百姓的属灵光景没有在正确的位置上。
Through the first century, they had experienced many blessings and much resilience and much, there was a fullness that they had enjoyed in the life of Christ.
在第一个世纪圣徒的生命充满了主的祝福。
But toward the end of the first century, that was starting to wane.
但是到第一世纪的末了他们的生命开始走下坡路。
Now outwardly, as you looked at everything, it looked the same.
在外表来看好像都是一样没有
All the meetings were still going on and everything was happening.
所有的聚会照样在进行还有很多的事情发生。
But what was the Lord looking for?
但是主在那边寻找什
么 He was looking for the life of his son amongst his people.
他在他的百姓中间寻找他自己的儿子的生命。
And he noticed that life was starting to dissipate.
他看见那样的生命变得衰微。
And he had a jealousy within him that the life of his son would be recovered amongst his people.
神的里面就有这样一颗忌邪的心他要来恢复他儿子的生命。
Because when we're speaking of recovery, we're speaking far more than just recovering something that's been lost.
我们说到恢复不是只是恢复一些丢失掉的东西。
That's an aspect of it.
这是其中的一个方面。
But it's not only recovering something that's been lost, but putting it back on the right track towards its original purpose and function.
不仅仅是把失去的东西找回来，而且要把它放在一个正确的道路上，奔向那个预定的目标。
And the desire and ministry of John,
这个使徒约翰的恢复的执事
was that the people of God during his time and during our time,
他的心愿是在他的那个时代
would return to that fresh relationship of knowing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior.
神的百姓能够回归到重新有那样的一个渴慕，要 来跟随我们的主耶稣基督。
And that in that he would have his rightful place in our lives individually and together.
让主耶稣基督在我们的个人以及聚会的生命里面有他应得的地位。
And that he would have a people that not just knew about his purpose.
他能够得到一群百姓不仅仅只是听说他的事情。
But he would have a people that were walking and living according to that purpose.
而且能够照着他的目的来生活和行走在其中。
This is what the Lord is so jealous for.
这是为什么主在那边是这样的嫉妒。
So let's read some of the verses we read the other night, other morning.
那天早晨我们所读的经文我们要再
读一遍。Starting in John chapter 1.
从约翰福音第一章开始。
John chapter 1 verses 1 to 5.
约翰福音第一章第一节到第五节。
And as we read these verses, what John is pouring forth from his heart is all that he's beheld of his beloved Lord.
我们在这边看见借着这短短的几句经文他把他所爱的主彰显在我们面前。
This gospel is unique from the others.
这本福音书是非常独特。
John, he puts historical facts in it.
他把这个历史的背景放在那里。
But his burden is not to write a historical gospel.
但是他的负担却不是只是在重述一段历史。
His burden is that we would see the very life of our Lord Jesus.
他的负担是让我们看见主耶稣基督他那个宝贵的生命。
He even tells us at the end of this gospel that he writes it that we would know that Jesus is the Son of God.
在福音书的末了他告诉我们说他的目的是让我们能够得着基督的生命。
John often uses that word know.
他经常的重复这个词知道。
And when he's talking and using this word know, he's not talking about just a mental knowledge.
当他说到这个词知道的时候不只是头脑的知道。
But he's speaking of an experiential knowledge that we have entered into and it's impacting our lives.
而是说到一种经历上的知道使我们能够进入到那个实际。
It's one thing to say that we know about Jesus.
就像一个圣徒说我们可以听说关于耶稣的事。
But do we know and do we allow his life to impact us in our lives?
但是我们是不是能够知道让他的生命能够来影响我们的生命。
This was John's burden.
这是约翰的负担。
And John, as he's trying to get the people of God back on track to God's original purpose.
使徒约翰要让人的百姓能够重新回到神那预定的正确的道路上。
He takes us all the way back to the beginning.
他把我们带回到起初。
As we see in John chapter 1.
我们在第一章看见。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being by Him. Apart from Him, nothing came into being that has come into being. In Him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness does not comprehend it.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在，万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
He's showing us how at the very beginning this word of God,
他给我们看见那太初的道。
It's not an abstract thing.
不是一个抽象的概念
But it's a living person.
而是一个活的存在
Our Lord Jesus Christ is the living word of God.
因为我们的主耶稣是神的活道
And John is so desirous that it would capture our hearts.
约翰的负担是让他这件事情能够得到我们的心
Because this word is just not an academic word.
因为这个道不是一个学术的道
But it's a word of life.
而是一个生命的道
And in that life there's a light that shows us the way to a fullness of Christ.
在那个生命的道里头有光那个光能够启示能够让我们看见那个生命的丰盛
And John is trying to awaken the people that know so much about the Lord.
约翰在这里让那些已经听说关于主的事情的百姓
To come back to the simplicity of simply seeing Christ as our very life.
能够回到那个起初能够就是看见单纯的看见说耶稣是我们的生命。
One of the challenges we have as we go on with the Lord.
当我们继续跟随主往前走的时候有一个挑战。
Is that somehow we think we're more spiritual if we can make things complicated.
就是说如果我们能够把事情变得更复杂的话我们就显得非常属灵
We talk about God's eternal purpose.
我们谈到神永远的旨意
And if we can come up with some great complicated formula for what his purpose is, we think we're so spiritual.
如果我们能够用一个非常复杂的一个公式把它揭示出来的话我们就觉得我们很属灵了
The other night I mentioned I tried to do that.
我曾经试着这样做过
But then in the simplicity of Christ,
但是经着基督的那个单纯
The Lord sums up his eternal purpose.
神把他的永远的旨意能够
In the life of his son.
归结到主耶稣基督的身上
There's a simplicity to it.
这是一个简单的事
But we feel like, oh, I'm not spiritual enough if something is simple.
我们会觉得哦，我不够属灵，我们不可能，我们没办法认识这么简单的东西。
You know what that is?
你知道这是什么？
That's the spirit warring against the flesh.
这个是这个属灵的那个勇士来。
The flesh exalts itself in complicating things.
来与这个肉体来征战，因为肉体要愿意把事情变得复杂。
The spirit is calling us back to a life of simplicity and purity in Christ.
但是圣灵却要呼召我们回到基督的单纯和简单的里头。
And this is what John writes about.
这是约翰在这边所写的。
As you look at the end of this gospel, I've already referred to it.
我已经提到了在这个福音书的末了。
Why does he write this gospel?
他说为什么他来写这卷福音书？
Again, it sounds so simple when he concludes this glorious gospel.
当他总结的时候，他是这样的一个简单的答结论。
As you go through the gospel of John, you've seen all the I ams, all of the signs.
你读福音书，你发现里面有这么多的我是，有这么多的神迹。
As our brother shared, he shared about all the coming of the another comforter.
也说到另外的一位保惠师要来。
And then John writes in the end, why did he write all this?
为什么他来写这些事情呢？
It gets back, there's a simplicity to it.
在这件事上其实是非常简单的。
And John 20 verse 31.
约翰福音20章第31节。
These things, but I have written these things, I've written these things that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God.And that believing in him, you may have life in his name.
他说，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
He brings us back to life. That's the whole object of John's burden.
他把我们带回到生命的里头，这就是约翰福音的那个，就是约翰的那个负担，是他的目标。
As we come over to his first epistle.
当我们来到约翰写的第一卷书信，第一封书信。
The title for this song actually comes from these verses.
我们今天唱的诗歌的这个题目就是从这个一句经文出来的。
John testifies of what he'd heard and what he'd seen and who he knew.
约翰在这边见证说他所听见的、所看见的、他所认识的。
And again, he takes us back to the beginning.
再一次他把我们带回到起初。
Showing that God has that one continual purpose.
看见神有那个一直不变的一个旨意。
That we enter into the sweet fellowship and life of his son.
我们就是要进入到与他的儿子的那个甜美的相交里头。
In verses 1 through 4,
第一节到第四节。
He says, what was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have beheld with our hands, handle concerning that word of life. And the life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. That what we have seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, that you may have fellowship with us.Indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write, so that our joy may be made complete.
论到那从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看见、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过。现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
Why is John writing this?
为什么约翰要写这些呢？
He has a simple desire.
他有一个简单的心愿。
That we could have fellowship with one another.
我们可以彼此的相交。
We could share his life one with another.
我们可以彼此的在他的生命里边来相交。
What is fellowship?
交通是什么？
Sometimes we try to have fellowship and we make it sound like a PhD dissertation.
有些时候我们说到交通，但是我们把它变成了好像是在做博士论文。
There's a simplicity in fellowship.
但是交通是一件很简单的事。
Because it's sharing what we've actually seen, what we've heard, what we know of Christ.
就是交通到我们所看见、所听见、我们所知道的基督的生命。
We share that life one with another.
我们彼此的来交通那个生命。
And that's what John is calling us to return to.
这是约翰要把我们带回到那个里面去。
And again, he writes his epistle with a very simple purpose.
再一次，他写书信是带着一个单纯的目的。
If you look in chapter 5, verse 13,
如果你看第五章十三节
after all that he's written to the dear ones in this age,
他在那给那个世代的圣徒写了这封书信以后
as he shared about the Lord, that life being full of light and righteousness and love,
当他说到主的生命充满了光充满了义充满了
All showing the characteristics of his life.
把基督生命的各个方面都解释出来
He wants us to know one thing and have it settled within our heart.
他就是想让在我们的心中能够确定的知道这一件事
1 John 5:13
约翰一书五章十三节
He says, These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, in order that you may know that you have eternal life.
他说我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。
that simplicity of having settled within our heart that we know that we have eternal life.
我们的心中要对这件事情有一个确实的知道，就是我们有永生。
Because when we have that life,
因为我们有这样的永生，
and we know we have that life,
我们就知道我们有那个生命。
And as our brother Godwin was sharing about that indwelling life that we have,
孙弟兄提到在我们里边的那个生命，
there's a unlimited resources that we can enter into.
在我们里边有那个无穷尽的一个资源，我们可以进入。
We start touching on the exceeding greatness of His power toward those who believe.
我们就可以看见，就可以摸得着神向着爱他、信他的人所显现的那个大能大力。
There's a life in the Lord that's desiring to burst forth from each and every one of us.
主的那个生命，他要爆发出来那个力量，要向着我们所有的人。
That life is just yearning to, like a volcano to come forth.
他那个生命就好像火山要爆发一样。
And what's hindering that life?
但是到底是什么在拦阻这样的生命？
It's not the world.
不是这个世界。
It's not the enemy.
不是仇敌。
It's our own self.
是我们的己生命。
We're the ones. We're the greatest hindrance to the life of the Lord coming forth and being expressed.
我们自己就是那个拦阻主耶稣基督生命能够爆发出来的那个因素。
And John is so jealous that the people of God would let go and let God arise.
约翰在那边为神发嫉妒，他愿意他的百姓能够放弃那些事情。
And we're thankful how, as John was so faithful,
我们感谢主，约翰是这样的忠心。
The Lord was able to entrust.The revelation of Jesus Christ to John.
神可以把耶稣基督的启示能够托付给他。
And again, as you look at the beginning of the letter of Revelation,
再一次，当我们来读到启示录第一章的时候，
we see again very familiar words of John.
我们再一次看到这个非常熟悉的约翰的字。
It's as we started Revelation 1.
约翰启示录第一章
says the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his bondservants.The things which must shortly take place, he sent and communicated it by his angel to his bondservant John, who bore witness to the word of God, the testimony of Jesus, even to all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of this prophecy. Heed the things which are written, for the time is near.
耶稣基督的启示，就是神赐给他，叫他将必要快成的事指示他的众仆人，他就差遣使者小谕他的仆人约翰，约翰便将神的道和耶稣基督的见证，凡自己所看见的都证明出来，念这书上预言的和那些听见又遵守其中所记载的都是有福的，因为日期近了。
The ministry of the Apostle John is critical in these days.
使徒约翰的执事在现在这个时代是非常的关键。
Because as we look around,
因为我们看看四围，
and not really looking even at general Christianity, but just looking at our own assemblies.
不是说看看这个基督教的世界，就看看我们自己的聚会。
Are any of us satisfied with where we are?
我们是不是对我们的光景感到满足呢？
All that we've been blessed with, all that we've been entrusted with.
所有那些我们已经得到的祝福，所有那些我们神接受神的托付。
We have to come back to our Lord and say we're not where we should be.
我们必须要向主承认说，我们没有在我们所应得的那个站在所应当站的那个地位。
Praise God！
但是感谢神
，It's still called today。
现在仍然有今天。
And He is continuing to love us to the uttermost。
他仍然要继续爱我们到底。
And we have this opportunity to return to this place of simplicity and devotion to Him。
我们有这样的一个机会，可以重新回到那原初的单纯。
So as we continue in the Apostle John tonight,
所以今天晚上我们要来继续看使徒约翰。
May we have open hearts to hear from Him.
愿我们能够有一个敞开的心，能够听见神对我们说的话。
Allow that indwelling Spirit to speak to us in a fresh way.
让这个内住的圣灵能够用新鲜的话语重新对我们解说。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for the privilege of gathering in Your presence.
主，我们为着能够在你面前聚集的这个特权感谢。
We're thankful for the gift of your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你把圣灵当作礼物赐给我们。
We're thankful, Lord, that tonight we can offer ourselves unto you.
感谢你，我们今天晚上能够把自己再献给你。
We would all sit at your feet in the spirit of Samuel.
我们都坐在你的脚前，就有约撒母耳的灵。
Lord, we would cry out that you would speak to us.
我们能够向你说，主啊，求你对我们说话。
And we would open the ears of our heart to really be able to hear.
我们愿意打开我们的耳朵，能够来听见你的话。
To hear what you're saying.
来听你要说的话。
And to give you a great freedom to work in our lives.
让你能够在我们的心中自由的运行。
We're thankful that as we gather tonight, we do declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over this time.
我们感谢主，我们聚集的时候可以宣告说，主耶稣是这段时间的主。
And you would have your rightful place amongst us.
你可以在我们的中间有你的流露你的生命。
In Jesus' name we pray.
靠着耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
I'm not going to have time to go back over what I shared the other night, other morning.
我没有时间把我前天早昨天早上分享的再重述。
Other than to touch on two points.
但我只要提到两点。
Many of y'all know our brother Lance Lambert.
很多人都认识兰佩德弟兄。
And I always chuckled whenever he said, "Now I don't have much time."
我每次都会发笑，因为他说我没有时间。
So I'm just going to share something briefly.
所以我就简短的来。
About an hour and a half later, he's still talking about something.
一个半小时以后，他仍然还在继续分享。
So you can rest. I'm not like that.
所以你们可以放心，我不会像他那样。
But as we started looking at the life of the Apostle John,
当我们来开始看使徒约翰的生平的时候，
we saw first of all how there was such a positive influence on John's life from his mother and father.
我们能够看见约翰的父母在他的生命里边那样积极的影响。
These two that love the Lord.
这两位爱主的人
the primary concern they had for their son
他们对他们的儿子的最重要的期盼
was his spiritual life
就是他的属灵的生命
and they released their son to the Lord
他们就把他们的儿子献给释放给主
and we have the challenge have we released our children to the Lord
这对我们是个挑战我们有没有把我们的儿女释放献给主
praise God Zebedee and Salome did
感谢主西比泰和萨罗米他们做到
They prepared him to be in service to the Lord.
他们就准备了预备了约翰能够作为主的仆人
It's a wonderful testimony of a family of God.
这是神的一个爱主的一个家庭的一个奇妙的见证
And then second we see how John became first a disciple of John the Baptist.
我们在第二点就看见使徒约翰如何最初做了施洗约翰的门徒
And as our brother mentioned in the introduction, John the Baptist was here as a forerunner.
我们的弟兄提到约翰施洗约翰是做先锋的
He was here to point out to prepare the way of the Lord
他来是为了为主预备道路
And the wonderful thing about John the Apostle
关于施洗约翰的一个奇妙的点
was that the message that John the Baptist had John got it
就是他所传的那个道使徒约翰明白了
And when John the Baptist said Behold the Lamb of God
当施洗约翰说看哪神的羔羊
John the Apostle immediately left John the Baptist and followed the Lord.
使徒约翰马上就离开了施洗约翰就来开始跟随主
There was no following of man.
他没有在跟随人
John the Baptist had a great impact upon John the Apostle's life.
施洗约翰在使徒约翰身上有巨大的影响
John the Apostle had great respect for John the Baptist.
使徒约翰对施洗约翰有极大的尊重
But when he saw the Lord,
但是当他看见主的时候
he followed him.
他就跟随主。
And the challenge we have in our lives,
这对我们的生命是一个挑战。
We have a natural tendency to be drawn to a man or a person.
我们有一个天然的倾向就是被人所吸引。
And we're thankful for all the servants of God that have helped us.
我们对所有对我们有帮助的神的仆人都充满感恩。
But really all those that have truly helped us,
就是那些他们确确实实对我们有很大的帮助。
We want us to continue to go further following the Lord.
但是他们希望我们能够继续往前，能够来跟随主。
They don't want us fixing our eyes upon them.
他们不希望我们的眼目盯在他们的身上。
Because what have they shared with us?
他们与我们分享的。
They've directed us to Christ.
是指向我们的主。
And so they want us to follow on.
所以他们愿意我们跟随主。
And so we see how when John the Apostle saw the Lord.
我们看见。使徒约翰这边看见了。
He immediately left John the Baptist.
他马上就离开了施洗约翰。
And let's turn back to John chapter 1.
我们再翻回到约翰福音第一章。
Because we see the conversation that's recorded between John the Apostle and the Lord.
我们在这边看见使徒约翰与主耶稣之间的对话。
If we'll go ahead and start, we'll read again in verse 35.
我们再从35节看。
It says again, the next day John was standing with two of his disciples.Now one of those disciples was John the Apostle. And he looked upon Jesus as he walked and said, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. And Jesus turned and beheld them following, and he said, What do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, which translated means teacher, where are you staying? And he said, Come and you will see. And they came therefore and saw where he was staying. And they stayed with him that day.For it was about the tenth hour.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里，其中之一就是约翰。他见耶稣行走，就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。耶稣说：“你们来看。”他们就去看他在哪里住，那一天便与他同住。那时约有深圳。
So as these two apostles start following the Lord,
这两位门徒就开始跟随主。
The Lord turns and he says, "What are you seeking?"
然后主就转过身来问他们说：“你们要什么？”
And then out of John's mouth comes, "Where are you staying? Where are you abiding?"
然后约翰就问到说：“拉比，你在哪里住？”
And I think this is such a marvelous question.
这是一个何等奇妙的问题。
Yes, oftentimes when you be now, just picture John the apostle for a moment.
我们就是来停下来看想一想这个使徒约翰的事。
His parents had trained him to expect the Messiah.
他的父母已经预备了他要来期待着弥赛亚的降临。
And then John the Baptist said the Messiah is coming.
然后施洗约翰就说这个弥赛亚来了。
He had an expectation within him.
他对在他的里面有一个期待。
And when you have an expectation about meeting somebody,
如果你的里头期待的遇见某人
quite often we'll rehearse, oh, when I first see them, I'm going to ask them that.
很多的时候我们里边会在那边操练就说我遇见他的时候我要这样问。
When I see so-and-so, I'm going to ask them that.
我遇见某个人某某人的时候我要这样问他。
And I imagine John had some of these thinkings, oh, if I finally see the Lord, I want to ask him about this, I want to ask him about that.
我相信使徒约翰在他的心中有这样的预备，就是当我见到弥赛亚的时候，我要这样问他。
And then he finally meets the Lord.
当他最后遇见他的时候
，And what does he blurt out?
他说出了什么话呢
？Where are you sleeping tonight?
你今天晚上住在哪里睡觉
？It's kind of like, why would I say that?
然后他就会说，我为什么问这样的问题
？All these great theological questions he had prepared.
他预备了那么多的神学上的难题。
He was going to really impress the Messiah with his great theology.
他也许要想来让这个弥赛亚对他的神学知识有这样的惊喜。
And then it just comes out, where are you staying?
但是呢，出来的话却是说你在哪里住。
But actually, you know what occurs most often?
但是你知道吗？发生最多的事情是这样。
Those things that we burst out spontaneously with.
那些我们自发所发出来的问题
actually reflect our true feelings.
其实表现了我们真实的感情。
We can have many thoughts and all, but all of a sudden you meet somebody and you're caught off guard.
我们有很多的想法，但是我们突然遇见某人的时候，我们一下
what is that?
突然我们的真实的自己就出来了。
Afterwards, you think, "Boy, that was a dumb thing to say."
完了以后，我们会觉得哇，真的问了一个蠢问题。
But it was actually what was right in your heart.
但是那确实是你心里边真实的问题。
And we see this was in John's heart, and we see it reflected in his whole life.
我们看见这个问题是从约翰的生命里边反映出来的。
This whole issue of abiding.
他就能够注意到那件事情就是同住。
And what it meant was, "I want to be with you."
这个意思就是说我愿意与你同住。
I've been expecting you my whole life.
我一生都在期待着你的来到。
I've heard from you about from my parents and from John the Baptist.
我从我的父母那边，从施洗约翰那边听说关于你的事。
And now I don't want to leave you.
现在我不愿意离开你。
Where you're staying, I'm going to stay.
你住在什么地方，我也要住在那里。
Where you're abiding, I'm abiding.
你在哪里住，我也要住在那里。
There's no other place I'd rather be.
没有任何其他地方我愿意去的。
John had this simple desire.
约翰有这样的一个简单的心愿。
And because in the very nature of this thought of abiding and being with someone,
在他的心中有这样的一个简单的一个观念，就是他要与谁某某人同住。
It's meaning that you're getting to know that person.
就意味着他想更多的认识他。
You know, as you stay with somebody, as you're with them, you get to know them.
因为当你与他同住的时候，你就会有机会更多的认识他。
And this was John's fundamental desire in his life.
这就是约翰他的生命里边一个最基本的一个心愿
，was that he would know the Lord.
他愿意认识主。
In that inner reality of knowing him in that experiential way.
在他的心愿里边有这样的一个借着经历来更深的认识主的一个愿望。
John wasn't interested in acquiring knowledge.
他并不对这个得到知识本身并不感兴趣。
John knew the key was life.
他知道说这个关键是生命。
It was a life that he had heard about that was coming.
他听说过那个要来的那个生命。
It was a life that he encountered when he saw the Lamb of God.
当他看见神的羔羊的时候，他遇见的是生命。
And he was captured by that life.
他就被那个生命所夺得。
And he wanted to learn more of that life.
得到，所以他愿意更多的来得到这个生命。
Have we had this encounter with the Lord?
我们有没有这样子来遇见过我们的主呢？
Have we touched him in such a way that we're desiring to know more about him and his very nature and character of his life?
我们有没有这样子遇见主，被他所摸着，我们愿意更多的来得到他，更多的像他呢？
Tragically today within our circles,
今天在我们中间的一个悲剧是，
we have substituted a knowledge for the Lord for instead of having a life with the Lord.
我们已经用知识来取代了我们能够经历到主的生命这件事。
There's so much knowledge out there about the Lord.
今天我们有这么多关于主的这个知识。
So much knowledge about his second coming.
我们关于他要再来有这么多的知识。
So much knowledge about prophetic events.
关于那么多预言的事情，我们有这么多的知识。
And we're thankful. We should have be aware of these things.
我们感谢主，我们是应该知道这些事情。
But that's not our end. That's not our goal.
但是那不是我们的目标，那不是我们的目的。
The goal is his life of knowing him.
那个目标而是要认识他。
And this was what was driving John.
这是那个那推动约翰使徒约翰的这个力量。
He wanted to, he finally touched this life.
当他最终来到摸到那个生命的时候，
and he wanted to enter into more and more of the fullness of this life.
他就愿意更多的进入到那个丰满的里面。
And we'll see as we look through John's life.
所以当我们看到他一生的时候，
that revelation of who the Lord was kept growing and growing.
我们看见主给他的启示就一直在那边增长。
Because John was always seeking and desiring.
因为约翰就在那边一直在寻找，要寻求。
When he touched the Lord,
当他摸到主的时候，
he considered that.
他就开始来思想。
When he saw these signs,
他看见那些神迹。
John was able to write his gospel because he was reflecting upon these signs that the Lord did.
他能够写这本福音书，是因为他在那边思想主耶稣的那些神迹。
Many of the other disciples just went to a wedding feast.
那些的门徒不过是去了一个婚宴。
They had a good time.
他们有一段美好的时间。
John saw behind the veil of the reality of what it was speaking of, a new life.
但是约翰却在这一切事物的背后看见了那个实际，就是那个新生命。
John saw each of these things he was seeing beyond.
在所有这些事物的背后，他都超过，他都看过。
This is what he's calling to us.
这就是他来呼召我们。
Don't focus in these days just upon the outward.
在这个时代，不要只是注重那些外表的事物。
Because there's many that are coming in his name.
因为有很多的人都是奉他所谓奉他的名来的。
Many things being done in his name.
他们要有很也行了很多的神迹，好像是奉他的名。
But is it him?
但是他在哪里？
Is it his life that's doing it behind it?
是他的生命在那一切事物的背后。
This is what he's jealous for.
这是他的嫉妒所在。
This should be a jealousy within our hearts.
在我们的心中也应该有这心生这样的嫉妒。
Oh, we're thankful that as we see John starting this walk with the Lord.
我们感谢主，看见约翰在这边开始了他跟随主的旅程。
He has these initial desires and hunger to know him.
在他的心中有那样的一个起初的一个饥渴。
Now at this point in the disciples' relationship with the Lord, they weren't always with him full time.
那个时候，这些门徒跟主的关系还不是一个全时间跟随主的。
And so the next time we see John is actually the beginning of the Gospel of Mark.
下一次我们看见约翰的时候是在。
Turn over to Mark chapter 1.
马可福音的第一章。
Peter and Andrew and John and his brother James, they're all fishing.
我们看见在这边。约翰、安德烈还有彼得、安德烈还有雅各，他们一起在那边打鱼。
If we look at Mark chapter 1, we'll start in verse 16.
我们看马可福音第一章第十六节。
And it says, and as he, this is the Lord.
这边说到耶稣。
And as he was going along by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, the brother of Simon, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, follow me.And I will make you become fishers of men. And immediately they left the nets and followed him.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的兄弟安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。耶稣对他们说：“来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。”他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
The Lord saw Peter and Andrew.
主看见了。
He called them unto himself.
主看见了彼得和他的兄弟。
And he says to Peter.
安德烈就对他们说
I will make you a fisher of men.
我要叫你们如得人如得鱼一样。
And we know how Peter was used in a great way for the testimony of the sharing of the gospel.
我们知道彼得被神使用来传福音。
And he cast those nets and many were brought into the kingdom of God.
他在那边撒网就把很多的人打进了神的国。
And then we come on to James and John.
然后我们就来到雅各和约翰。
And starting in verse 19,
从十九节开始
and going on a little further, he saw James, the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, who were also in the boat, mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired servants and went away to follow him.
耶稣稍往前走，又见西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰在船上捕网。耶稣随即招呼他们，他们就把父亲西比泰和雇工人留在船上，跟从了耶稣去了。
I think it's so precious in these verses.
这些经文是十分的宝贵。
Of who was looking for who?
是谁在寻找谁呢？
Both with Andrew and Simon.
无论是西门还是安德烈。
James and John.
雅各或者约翰。
It says the Lord saw them.
这边说到是主看见他们。
They didn't see him. They weren't looking around for him.
他们并没有在那边寻找主。
He was looking for them.
是主在寻找他们。
And what a great comfort that is to each and every one of us.
对我们每一个人来讲，这是何等的一个安慰。
He's always there. He's looking for us.
是他一直在寻找我们。
As he was walking along.
当他在那边行走的时候，他看我们。
Praise God in your life.
感谢主为着你的生命。
As you were going along.
当你在那边做事的时候。
One day he saw you.
有一天他看见了你。
He called you to himself.
然后他就呼召你来跟随他。
And you said yes.
你就说是。
Our Lord is the one always taking the initiative.
我们的主总是那位起始的。
In our testimonies, we always love to say, "I chose the Lord."
在我们做见证的时候，我们往往说是我选择了主。
And he chuckles.
然后他就会笑。
But he's the one who's first chosen us.
因为他是他先拣选了我们，是他呼召我们为他自己。
He knew us before we were formed.
在我们没有被成形之前，他就知道我们。
And he has a great plan for each and every one of us.
他对我们每一个人都有一个完美的计划。
He's the one that takes that initiative.
是他来开始一切的事情。
And then we see how he reaches out to James and John and calls them.
我们看见他如何的在这边呼召雅各和他的兄弟约翰。
As we mentioned earlier, this is where John is mending the nets.
我们看见他在那边捕网。
They leave their father. Their father doesn't try to stop them or anything.They immediately leave and follow the Lord.
他们就离开了父亲，他的父亲并没有试图阻止他们，然后他们就开始来跟随主。
Now it's an interesting difference here between the Lord's call upon Peter and the Lord's call upon John.
这边神对彼得和神对约翰的这个呼召有点不一样。
Because one of the things we really enjoy doing.
有一件事情我们都很喜欢做。
Is putting the Lord in a box.
就是把主限制在一个盒子里。
We love to say God works this way.
我们愿意说这是神做工的方式。
Because that gives us a little formula.
这个呢给我们一个公式。
That gives us a comfort.
对我们来讲是很安慰的。
But you know what our Lord does?
你知道主会做什么吗？
We put him in a box, he'll start operating outside of it to shatter our concepts.
如果我们把它放在一个盒子里，他会打破这个盒子，在我们的概念之外来开始做事情。
When the Lord called Peter,
当神呼召彼得的时候，
he called Peter with a very specific purpose.
他呼召彼得带着一个特定的目的。
I'm going to make you a fisher of men.
我要让你得人如得鱼一样。
Remember when the Lord called Paul?
记得神呼召保罗的时候吗？
When in the book of Acts, when the Lord called Paul in chapter 9,
在使徒行传第九章，当神呼召保罗的时候，
that Paul, you're going to declare my name to the Gentiles.
说你要把我的名传给外邦人。
But when the Lord called John.
当神呼召约翰的时候，
There's no specific call or unique type ministry that there was in his life.
他并没有给他一个特定的一个职事，一个使命。
But as John walked through his life,
但是当约翰在那边行走在地上过他的生活的时候，
as he saw the Lord in a fuller and greater way,
当他逐渐的能够看见在丰满里边看见认识主的时候，
We could say that John discovered his ministry.
我们可以说是约翰开始发现他的职事。
Because so often we can almost become paralyzed by seeking, what's my ministry? What's my gift? What am I to do? Where am I to go?
因为有些时候，当我们试图来找到我们自己的位置，我们自己的那个恩赐的时候，我们会被严重的限制在那个地方。
I'm thankful how Brother Godwin told us that each one of us has a gift.
我们非常感谢主，孙弟兄告诉我们说，我们每个人都有那个灵恩的恩赐。
But I've seen some people, as soon as they hear that, they stop.
但是我注意到，有些人听见那个时候，他会停下来。
What's my gift?
他就开始来问说我的恩赐是什么
see if I have the gift of healing. Brother, you're healed.
我是不是有医病的恩赐那弟兄你是不是得到医治呢
You can touch me. He doesn't have the gift of healing. Sorry.
我没有医病的恩赐
But he didn't get healed, so that's not my gift.
所以他没有被医治所以医病不是我的恩赐所以我们就去试不同的东西
And what we've done It's guiding our eyes off of the Lord and onto the things of the Lord.
我们的问题出在我们把我们的眼光从主的身上挪开，放在主要给我们的东西上面。
When John started following the Lord,
当约翰开始来跟随主的时候，
he had no idea of how the Lord was going to use him.
他没有任何的想法，没有任何的知识说主会怎么用他。
He didn't know that one day he would be referred to as the Apostle of Recovery.
他并不知道说有一天他会被称为恢复的使徒，
or the Apostle of Love.
或者是爱的使徒。
He just saw the Lord and he was following him.
他只是看见了主，他就来跟随他。
And the more he followed the Lord, the more he entered into that life of the Lord.
他越看见主，他越看主，他就越进入到主生命的丰富里。
And at that right point in time, the Lord was able to raise him up and say, "Now, John, speak this."
到了特定的时候，到了特定的地方，神就可以兴起他说，来，约翰，看这个。
And we need to be encouraged in this.
这对我们应该是一个鼓励。
Day by day, we follow the Lord.
每日每天，我们来跟随主。
And we see as he uses us in life.
我们就看见他用生命来让我们在生命来服侍。
All of a sudden, we start to notice, oh, maybe I am gifted in this area, or I can help in this area.
有一天我们会突然意识到，哦，原来我有这样的恩赐，我可以这样被主使用。
And then, but sometimes we can be a little stubborn even.
有些时候我们会非常的顽固。
And the Lord can just kick us out.
所以神好像要把我们踢出去。
He actually did that with me.
他这样对待我做过。
I'd never been speaking that much before.
我以前没有讲很多道。
And then years ago, Stella and I went to Brazil to hear Brother Lance Lambert.
一些年以前，我跟妻子到巴西，有听过兰佩德弟兄讲道。
And Brother Lance Lambert was ended up being sick in Israel and didn't come.
那他在以色列那边生病了，所以他没有来。
And so the brothers in Brazil said, "Mac, you can speak."
所以巴西的弟兄们就说 ，Mac, 你可以讲道。
I said,Oh no, I can't.
然后我就说 ，No, no, no, 我不会。
And they said, Yes, you will.
他们说你一定要讲。
And I remember we called back to Richmond.
我记得我们打电话回到 Richmond.
This was before text, emails, or anything. This shows you how long ago it was.
你可以知道多久以前，那个时候没有手机，没有 email.
But Brother Kong heard about it.
但是江弟兄听说了。
And he just laughed.
他就笑。
He said, The Lord is good.
他说神是
好的。Well, anyway, I don't want to get distracted, but
我不愿意打岔。
What I found out was, I went to the Lord.
最后我来到主的面前。
And I said, Lord, I don't have anything to say.
我跟主说我没有什么可说的。
I'm not a speaker.
我不是一个讲员。
And he said, Mac, you've been following me for this many years, and you have nothing to say about me.
主说你跟随我这么多年，你没有任何关于我的话可说吗
？I lost that argument.
所以我就输了。
And then, so I tried again.
所以我就再去试一次。
I said, Lord, but the only thing I have is my Bible. I don't have any of my commentaries or study books.
我跟主说，我所有的就是我的圣经，我也没有带任何解经书来。
And as soon as I said that,
当我这样一说的时候，
I was like I heard this voice.
我就好像听见了那个声音。
I think the Bible's enough.
我觉得圣经就够了。
So, anyway, we made it through that.
我还是服侍了那次的聚会。
But don't be as stubborn as I am.
不要像我那样子顽固。
As I look back, the Lord had been trying to push me and encourage me to be more faithful.
回头看的时候，我发现主在那边一直在推动我，让我能够更加的忠心。
And I resisted him.
我曾经在那边抵挡他。
But finally, he put me in a place and just kicked me out there.
到了最后，到了一个程度，他就把我踢出去。
But it's all done in love.
但是都是在爱里边做的。
So, anyway, I'm not sure why I said all that.
我不知道为什么我说这些。
But we see how John was very faithful.
但是我们看见使徒约翰是这样的忠心。
And this is, I think this really, most of us can identify with this.
我们每一个人都可以能够跟这件事情相联系。
Some people know maybe a specific calling on their life.
有些人他们能够知道说他们有特定的呼召。
But in general, most of us really don't.
但是大多数人我们其实不知道。
But we are called to be faithful to follow him.
但是我们却被呼召要来忠心的跟随他。
Every day.
要来每日的来服侍他。
As we do that in life,
当我们这样子的在生命里边，
that's increasing his life among all the brothers and sisters.
那就可以来让更多的弟兄姊妹的生命都丰富起来。
And it's bringing a great testimony to him.
这样的话就为他做了美好的见证。
This is what we see in John.
这个是我们在约翰身上所看见的。
So much of John's life is hidden.
他的很多的生活是隐藏的。
Then later in life, when he's in his 80s or early 90s,
一直到后来，当到了他八十几岁甚至九十岁的时候，
he becomes a vital vessel.
他突然成了一个那样关键的使徒。
Praise God for that faithfulness.
我们为着这样的忠心来感谢主。
As we continue to look at John,
那我们继续来看约翰。
the next time we see him is in Mark chapter 3.
我们再下次看见他的时候是在马可福音第三章。
And this is when the Lord is, it's being listed who the disciples are.
这个时候神在这边呼召他的使徒。
And in this list of the disciples starting in verse 13,
在十三节开始。
In verse 16, it speaks about Simon to whom he gave the name Peter.
到了十六节这边说到西门，耶稣又给他起名叫彼得。
And then 17, it says, and James, the son of Zebedee, and John, the brother of James, to them he gave the name Boanerges, which means son of thunder.
十七节说，还有西比泰的儿子雅各和雅各的兄弟约翰，又给这两人起名叫半尼奇，就是雷子的意思。
How would you like to have a name, sons of thunder?
你喜不喜欢这样的一个名字呢？被称为雷子。
Now, is this a negative name or a positive name?
这是一个消极的名字呢，还是一个很积极的名字？正面的意义呢，还是负面？
It's actually both.
其实是两面都有。
It's not an either or question.
它不是或这个或那个。
It describes their very nature.
它描述了他们两个的那个性格。
Within these two brothers, within John in particular, there was an intensity and a zealousness.
在这两位兄弟的身上，特别是在约翰的身上，有那样的一个强烈的性格。
There was an earnestness and an absoluteness.
有那样的一个绝对的那样的一个性格。
As you read John's writing, he's very black and white.
你读约翰的写作，他的书信的时候，你发现他是非常的黑白分明。
You're either in light or darkness.
你或者是黑暗，或者就是光。
You're either in righteousness or sin.
你或者是公义，或者就是犯罪。
You're either in life or death.
你或者是生，或者就是死。
You either love or hate.
你或者是爱，你或者是恨。
There's no middle ground. There's an absolute earnest desire that John has.
在中间没有那个中间的地带，在他身上有那样的一个绝对的那样的一个强烈的性格。
And the Lord uses this to describe these brothers.
所以主耶稣就用这个字来描述这两位。
Now, thunder in the scripture, as you look through the scripture, is actually a neutral term.
雷打雷在圣经里边是一个中性的。
Sometimes it's used in a positive way to display the power and authority of God.
有些时候是一个正面的意思，用来描述神的那个全能。
Sometimes it's used in a judgmental way to display God's judgment, like upon the people of Egypt.
有些时候是用来描述神的审判，特别是在埃及地。
And it's interesting as you come to the New Testament.
很有趣，当你来到新约圣经的时候。
John is the only one that uses the word thunder.
约翰是唯一的一位使用这个字雷打雷的这个词。
Gospel and Revelation, he speaks of thunder.
在约翰福音和启示录里边，他用到打雷这个字。
He speaks of it again in Revelation. It's both in a positive and a negative way.
再一次在启示录里边，他是用到正面也用到负面这个词的
意思。What is the Lord trying to show us here?
那么主在这边要告诉我们什么
？There's a quote that I'm familiar with.
我有一句这个引引文。我熟悉的。
It's not that one.
Okay.
This is a short one. Okay. It says, when God makes a servant, he doesn't unmake the person.
所以这边是说到，当神在那边培养一位仆人的时候，他并没有把那个仆人本身的性格的特点拿掉。
When God makes his servant, he doesn't unmake the person.
他在那边做成一个仆人的时候，他并没有把那个人本身把它毁掉。
Now let me explain that because you could get that can be a confusing quote.
我需要有点解释，因为有可能会造成混淆。
What this person was saying?
这个人所说的是这样。
Was that when God is working in our hearts and lives?
当神在我们的心和我们的生命里边做工的时候。
Like with John the apostle.
就好像在使徒约翰的里面。
The Lord creates each and every one of us in a very unique way.
神造我们每一个人都是独特的。
Just as he creates our physical body very uniquely,
就好像我们的这个身体，他给我们每个人都是不一样。
He creates our personality, our temperament in a very unique way.
我们每个人的个性，我们每个人的那个脾气都是不一样。
Some have referred to personality and temperament as the shape of the soul.
所以有些人就说我们的性格，我们的脾气，就好像我们那个魂的那个形状。
And our brother shared with us about the soul earlier today.
今天早上我们弟兄提到我们的魂。
But what as we look at John the Apostle,
当我们看使徒约翰的时候，
what we see at the beginning of his life,
我们看见他生命 起初的那个时候光景，
as we see in all of our lives,
就好像我们看我们自己的生命。
His soul is under the control of his flesh or his self-life.
我们的魂是我们的肉体和我们自我那个己生命控制。
God starts to make him into a servant.
但是当神开始来把他改造成神的仆人的时候，
He doesn't destroy his personality or his temperament.
他没有把他的个性和他的那个脾气给他拿掉。
He brings that soul, he brings that personality, that temperament under the dominion of the Spirit.
他是把他的那个个性和他的那个脾气，这个魂呢，把它放在灵的控制底下。
Each one of us is fearfully and wonderfully made.
我们每一个人的受造都奇妙可畏。
Just like we're all so different physically.
就好像我们每一个人，我们的身体都不一样。
Our personality and temperaments, the shapes of our soul are so different.
我们的个性，我们的脾气，我们的魂的那个形状，我们每个人都不一样。
But the tragedy is we're born into a fallen world under that dominion of Adam.
但是这个悲剧是因为我们每一个人都出生在这个堕落的世界里头，是从在亚当里面。
But God has given you that special personality or temperament.
神给了你，赐给了你那个特别的那个个性和你的脾气。
Wants that to come under the control of the Spirit.
然后这个悲剧，但是我如果要是把它放在灵的控制底下。
And this is what we'll see in John.
这是我们看见约翰。
We see the more that he came to know the Lord.
我们看见他越多的认识主。
He was tempered by the reality of knowing him.
他就开始他的生命就开始有了改变。
The intensity we saw at times.
他的那个强烈的那个个性。
It was softened by the heat of the Lord's love.
就被神的那个爱的那个热度给融化。
John was intense in himself.
他在他自己来说他是很强烈的。
Later in his life, there was an intensity toward the Lord.
到了后来他的生命他那个强烈的愿望是向着主的
under the dominion of the Spirit.
因为他是受那个灵的管制
It's so interesting as you look at all the variety of personality and temperaments in the scripture.
如果你看见圣经里面那些人物他们的那些个性那些脾气
We're familiar with like a transformation of a Peter or a Paul.
我们关于彼得和保罗他们的那个生命的转变我们都熟悉
I mean Peter maintained that basic temperament but instead of him having dominion over it the Lord had dominion over it
彼得保持了他的那个天他的那个个性但是不是他自己的个性在那边做主而是灵圣灵做主
And this is what God is desiring to do in each of us
这是神要在你我们每一个人身上所要做成的
But so often we try to make our own self
但是很多的时候我们愿意自己做主
Or what we can do a lot of times
那个我们很多的时候我们想做的
we'll look at somebody that we respect,
就是去找一些那些我们所尊重的人
and we'll say, oh, that's a spiritual temperament.
然后我们就看见、哦、那个是一个属灵的脾气
so I've got to try to imitate that.
所以我要开始来模仿那个属灵的脾气
and we find out we can't do it.
然后我们就发现说我们做不到
you know, one of the blessings, we've been having a conference in Richmond for many years.
我们在 Richmond 那边有很多年的聚会特会我们非常的蒙福。
And one of the great blessings of that conference,
那个聚会的一个最大的蒙福点
was that we normally had two speakers.
我们通常有两位讲员。
We have Brother Kong,
我们有江弟兄。
And we have Brother Lance Lambert.
然后我们有兰培德弟兄。
You talk about two different temperaments, personalities?
你要说到个性和脾气的不同吗？
Just the whole way they carried themselves?
他们怎么样子来表现他们自己
Lance would be there in his green and purple and whatever colors he would have that night.
当兰佩德弟兄在那边说话的时候好像不同的颜色就呈现在你的跟前
Brother Kong in his white shirt.
然后江弟兄就穿着白色的衬衣
Dora's changing him now.
他的妻子现在已经把他改变了
But we see sometimes we can be drawn to, oh, that's a spiritual person. We have to act like that.
有些时候我们会受吸引说哦那是一个属灵的人我需要像他一样。
Oh, this is a spiritual one, act like that.
哦这个人是很属灵的我需要变成像他一样。
No, what these brothers went through was they allowed their own nature, that soul to be reshaped by the Spirit, that the life of Christ could be expressed in a fullness through them.
这些弟兄们所经历的是他们容许圣灵在他们身上来管制好使基督的生命能够借着他们的生命魂来发表出来。
And this is what he's desiring to do in each and every one of us.
这是神他的向着我们每一个人的心愿。
He's created each one of us very uniquely.
他是照着我们每一个人都是各有特点。
Many say how much God loves variety.
很多人说神喜欢多样性。
And he loves the various ways that his life gets expressed through his dear children.
他渴望他的生命能够借着这么多丰富的不同的孩子们把它彰显出来。
So we're learning from John.
所以我们从约翰身上学到。
How the Lord took John.
神怎么样子拿到了约翰。
Son of thunder.
他这位雷子。
And we'll see in a minute that was in a negative way.
然后过一会儿我们会看见他是那个负面的意义。
And brought him into a son of thunder that the Lord could use to shout forth the excellencies of himself.
但是他能够使用这位雷子能够把神生那个美好的美丽的生命彰显出来。
Look at John's life.
看看约翰的生
命。Turn over to Luke chapter 9.
我们现在翻到路加福音第九章。
We see John and the disciples are together.
我们看见约翰与其他的使徒们在一起。
And John, Luke chapter 9, verse 46.
路加福音第九章第四十六节。
The disciples were together and they were doing what they did most of the time.
门徒们他们聚在一起，他们就做他们通常愿意做的事情。
9:46, they were arguing about which one was the greatest.
就是他们起了争论，谁将为大。
It's interesting how the disciples were doing that then.
那个时候门徒们做这个事情很有趣。
And we're still doing it now.
我们今天还在做同样的事情。
It doesn't matter if your assembly has 800 people or 10 people.
不在乎你们的聚会有800人还是只有10人。
There's always an argument, who's the greatest?
总有这样的一个争论，就是谁为大。
You have whatever groups we have.
无论什么样的一个聚集。
Oh, self loves to be great.
这个自爱是需要伟大的。
Now, because we're so different, different ones argue different ways.
因为我们如此的不同，所以不同的人有不同的这种论据。
But we, without our own self, without the Lord, we want to be the greatest.
我们就在我们的中间议论说谁将为大。
And that's what these disciples were arguing about.
那个时候门徒们他们就起了这样的争论。
But then the Lord brings him forth and shows this child to him.
所以主就领着一个小孩子来到他们的中间。
And then after that, John responds in verse 49.
然后在第十九节约翰就回应说
The Lord has encouraged them to receive as ones as they would receive this child.
主在这边鼓励他们要接待、他要像接待这小孩子一样。
And then John shares in verse 49.
然后约翰就在49节说
And John answered and said, Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name, and we tried to hinder him because he does not follow along with us. But Jesus said to him, Do not hinder him, for he who is not against you is for you.
约翰说夫子我们看见一个人奉你的名赶鬼我们就禁止他因为他不与我们一同跟从你。耶稣说不要禁止他因为不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。
What was the real issue in John's heart here?
约翰的心中的那个真实的问题在哪里呢?
There was no evidence that this person who was casting out demons was really doing anything wrong.
没有任何的证据表明说这个奉主的名赶鬼的人有做了任何错事。
He was doing it in the name of the Lord and it didn't appear to be self-serving.
他在那边奉主的名赶鬼他不是在那为自己做什么。
And John's at, John, what John is getting at really wasn't even dealing with the matter of casting out demons.
约翰在这边所关心的好像跟赶鬼都没有什么关系。
What was John's core issue here?
约翰在这边他那个核心的问题是什么?
He's not with us.
他的问题是说他没有跟我们在一起。
This one's out doing things in your name.
他却居然在那边用你的名来赶鬼。
But he's not with us.
但是他却不跟我们一同。
How can are you going to allow that, Lord?
主啊，你要允许这样的事情发生吗？
And Jesus teaches them there on the danger of narrowness and exclusiveness.
主在这边警告他们，让他们不要有那种狭窄的心愿，而且是排斥别人。
The whole issue, and the Lord says, whoever is not against us is for us.
所以主说凡是不抵挡你们的就是帮助你们的。
You know, praise God for that.
我们为此感谢神。
What a lesson we have for, to learn for this in, from John's life.
我们能够从约翰的生命里边学到什么样的功课。
You know, what is our perspective of ones that are not with us?
我们看见一个不跟我们一同的人我们的看法是什么呢
?We see what, how John, we're looking into John's life here.
我们看见约翰的生活生命。
We're seeing there's a selfishness and an exclusiveness here.
看见了一个自私，看见了一个排他。
There's a superior attitude, Lord. We're with you, and we're better than these others.
他那种自高的自高的那个表现，他说：“主，我们跟你在一起，我们比别人强。”
They're not with us.
他们不跟我们在一起。
There's a narrowness of vision here.
他的那个看见是那样的狭窄。
And John, there was an inability to recognize other followers of the Lord.
他没有这样的能力，能够认出其他跟随主的人。
And a so-called spiritual pride can come in.And made, they were thinking that they were superior to others.
所以这样的一个属灵的骄傲就进来了，他觉得自己比别人强。
And we need to be careful of this.
我们对此要特别的小心。
Because just as John was fell into this trap,
因为约翰可以陷到这个陷阱里头。
We can all fall into this trap.
我们每一个人都可以陷到这个陷阱里头。
God is doing a great work in these days.
这些天神在做伟大的事情。
And there are many believers that are not walking with us.
但是有很多的信徒却没有跟我们一同来行走。
Now praise God, the Lord has shown us a way to be walking.
我们感谢主，他教导我们怎么样子行走。
And we want to be faithful to that.
我们愿意对此忠心。
But there are others that are following him, and maybe they haven't seen what we have seen.
但是有其他的人，他们来跟随主，他们也许没有看见我们所看见。
But they're walking in the light they have.
但是他们却在照着他们所看见的光来行走。
Does it make us better than them?
这个是不是让我们觉得比别人更好呢？
Does it make us superior to them?
看是不是我们比他们更高呢？
No, we need to maintain a right attitude, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，我们应该有一个正确的态度。
Because we're all part of the body of Christ.
我们都是基督身体的一部分。
And perhaps, you know, the thing that can be so convicting when we meet brothers and we have fellowship with them that are not meeting with us.
当我们与那些不与我们一同聚会的弟兄姊妹当在一起交通的时候
we can find that some of them are walking more faithful to the light they have than the light we have.
我们就会发现他们有些人对他们所看见的那个忠心的程度超过我们对我们所领受的那个忠心的程度我们的心就受到责备我们感谢主让我们看见这一点
We talk a lot about God's eternal purpose.
我们说到了很多神永远旨意的事
And we're thankful that that's been opened up to us.
我们感谢主把那一个真理向我们启示
But as we mentioned the other morning, are we walking in the reality of it?
但是我们那天早上说到我们是不是行走在那个实际的里面呢
And maybe you meet somebody, they've never even heard of God's eternal purpose.
也许你遇见一些圣徒他们从来没有听说过神永远旨意的事情
They just have...They see something of the Lord, but what they've seen of the Lord, they're very faithful.
他们看见了主的一些光，他们就那样忠心地跟随那个光。
We speak a lot about the body of Christ.
我们说谈论了很多关于基督的身体。
But if we truly see the body of Christ, we will accept every brother and sister in fellowship.
如果我们真实地看见了基督的身体，我们就会接纳所有在基督身体里面的肢体。
Because of different lights, we might not be able to work together or to move on together.
也许因为我们所领受的光不一样，我们没办法一起同工一同行走。
Maybe one of them just has a certain focus for the gospel, and they're faithful in doing that.
也许有些人他们就是有传福音的负担，他们对此就是要忠心。
But we need to embrace our brothers and sisters.
我们应该拥抱我们的弟兄姊妹。
And not allow us to become exclusive.
不要让我们变得排斥其他的人。
Because as we embrace one, this is the seen testimony of the reality of the body of Christ.
如果我们能够拥抱所有的弟兄姊妹，那个就是能够被人看见的一个基督耶稣的见证。
And this is what the Lord is zealous on being recovered in this hour.
这是在这个时刻，耶稣基督的那个嫉妒所要恢复的。
Praise God that there are many brothers and sisters who are faithfully walking in the light that they have.
我们感谢主，有很多的弟兄姊妹，他们就着他们所看见的光来忠心跟随主。
And when the Lord soon returns.
所以当主快回来的时候
We have often heard how we will be surprised of who some are called up as overcomers.
我们就会非常惊奇地发现有那么多的人他们都是得胜者被提
Because those that are those overcomers, they're not going to be based on their knowledge, but their life and faithfulness with the Lord.
因为那些得胜者不是根据于他们的头脑知识而是根据于他们在主生命里面的经历
And we're thankful that John got it.
我们感谢主约翰这边得到
He learned this lesson.
他学了这个功课。
Look back over at the epistle of John.
我们再回到这个约翰书
信。Those first verses that we read.
约翰一书我们所读到的那个第一句经节。
Of how we're walking in him, we're having fellowship with him.
我们如何在他里边来行走来有交通。
And then as we come on down in verse 7.
当我们来到第七节的时候。
If we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ, his son,cleanses us from all sin.
我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣的血也洗净我们一切的罪。
Praise God, brothers and sisters, as we walk together, as we share the Lord's life with many different saints.
我们感谢主，当我们在神的光中与很多的弟兄姊妹一同相交的时候。
There's a preciousness of fellowship there.
那个这个地方就有那个交通的那个宝贵点。
As we share Christ.
当我们交通耶稣的时候
we can touch one another.
我们就可以彼此的相交。
Brothers and sisters, this is what the Lord's calling in a day of recovery.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在恢复的这个时刻对我们的呼召。
For his life to be expressed in a full way.
愿意他的生命能够丰满的彰显出来。
I'm very thankful for the way the Lord has shown us how to meet.
我们能够感谢主能够开启我们如何的来聚会。
But I'm also there's a great lesson for us to learn.
但是在这个点上头，我们也有很大的功课要学。
That there are many dear brothers and sisters out there that don't meet the way we do.
有很多的弟兄姊妹在其他的地方，他们不是用我们这种方式来聚会。
But love the Lord with all their heart.
但是他们却全心的爱主。
And we need to be able to receive them in fellowship.
我们要能够接纳他们，而且一同相交。
Many of you can probably testify of this.
很多的弟兄姊妹也许都可以做见证。
Because I know in your work environment, sometimes you will have Bible studies, and you'll share, you'll come together with saints from many different backgrounds.
也许在你上班的地方有查经班，你有很多来自不同背景的弟兄姊妹一同来相交。
Ones can come from many denominations, different backgrounds, different groups. You come together and you study the Word.
很多的弟兄姊妹从不同的宗派里边的背景 出来，但是我们可以聚在一起来读神的话。
And you're sharing His life, and there's a oneness there.
我们在那边有一个合一的生命，我们在那边分享主耶稣的生命。
You know, sometimes what happens?
你知道有些时候会发生什么
？We get humbled.
我们在那个时候，我们是
变得 one of those type Bible studies.
那些事情会让我们谦卑下来。
And somebody else shares something.
有些时候你听到有些弟兄的分享
，We say, "Wow, they know that."
所以我们有时候会吃惊说，哦，他知道那一点。
They don't even meet with us, and they know that.
他们没有跟我们一同聚会，但是他们怎么知道这一点呢？
Oh, and we start to see how prejudiced we can be and narrow.
所以我们就看见说，我们这个人是何等的偏见，我们何等的狭窄。
Yes, we faithfully walk in the way the Lord's calling us.
是的，我们要忠心的跟随主的呼召。
At the same time, we're embracing all of our brothers and sisters.
但同时，我们要容接纳拥抱所有的弟兄姊妹。
One of the mottos that the Moravians had.
有一个就是那个摩拉维亚的弟兄们他们的一个格言。
They have this motto which says.In things essential, unity.
他们这个格言是说到，在那个基要的真理上头要有合一。
In things non-essential, liberty.
在那些不是基要真理的事情上头呢，我们要有这个不同意见的自由。
In all things, charity or love.
在所有的事情上头，我们要有爱。
This is, you know, this is it. There's a unity that we have on those essential beliefs of the Lord.
这就是在一些很基要的对主的认识上头，我们要有那个合一的看见。
Some of the non-essential things we don't need to be fighting.
在那些不是很基要的事情上面，我们不用彼此的争论。
But in all those things, that spirit of the love of Christ needs to be capturing us.
但是所有这些事物里头，我们要有基督的爱来把我们绑在一起。
And then we continue on down in Luke chapter 9.
所以我们继续在路加福音第九章那边看下去。
And we see John's natural love for the Lord here.
我们在这边看见使徒约翰向着基督的那个天然的爱。
The Lord has resolutely set his face to Jerusalem.
那个时候基督面向耶路撒冷而去。
And they wanted to stop in this one city in Samaria.
他们要在撒玛利亚的一个村庄住宿。
And they wouldn't receive him.
但是他们的那边的人不接待他们。
What does the apostle of love do?
然后这个爱的使徒在这边做了什么呢？
Now this is John.
这是约翰。
And if you turn in Luke 9:54,
路加福音第九章五十四节。
These ones in Samaria weren't going to receive John.
那个撒玛利亚人他们不接待约翰。
They weren't going to receive the
Lord. 他们不愿意接纳耶稣。
It said, and when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord,Do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them? But he turned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what kind of spirit you're of. For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
他的门徒雅各、约翰看见了就说，主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗？耶稣转过身来责备两个门徒说，你们的心如何？你们并不知道。人子来不是要灭人的性命，是要救人的性命。
You see, John, he had this intense natural desire to defend the Lord.
我们看见约翰，他有这样的一个天然强烈的性格，他要来保护主。
It was a totally wrong spirit.
但是那个灵却是完全错的。
But you have to admire James and John's faith.
但是你却要在这边为他们的信心来惊奇。
They really thought they could call down fire from heaven.
他们甚至认为说，他们可以从天上吩咐火降下来。
That's more faith than we have.
这是超过我们的信心。
I mean, they remembered Elijah. They said, "Okay, we're going to be like Elijah. We're going to call that fire down."
他们记得以利亚，他们就说，我们可以像以利亚做的那样吗
？Wipe out these people.
把这些人都烧灭掉。
But pray, the Lord said, "You don't know your natural self."
主说，他说你不知道你们的心如何。
It's kind of like Peter in the garden with that sword. He just whacks that guy's ear off.
就好像彼得在哥西马尼园里面，他就用刀把那个仆人的耳朵砍下来。
Very good intentions.
非常好的心愿
in their natural self,
但是他们天然的人在那边做
but it was totally not the Lord's way.
但却不是主的方式
yeah, It's interesting when you read about this story,
很有趣的当你读这个故事的时候
again, you see how John learned a lesson.
你再次看见约翰学了一个功课
Because later on when he wrote that first epistle,
后来他写彼得写约翰一书的时候
in chapter 4 in the first verse,
然后第四章第一节
he says, test the spirits.
他就说要查验，要试验每一个灵。
He learned.
他学会。
He said, "Test that spirit whether it's really from the Lord or not."
他说你要试验那些灵是不是出于神的。
Thank the Lord how John was so teachable.
我们感谢主，约翰是这样的受可教。
And this is what we see throughout his life.
这是我们在他的生命中间能够一直看见。
If you look at the men of God throughout the Scripture,
你如果你看圣经中间那些属神的人
，one of their greatest characteristics.
他们有一个最非常伟大的特点，
is that they were teachable.
就是他们是受教的人。
They were always learning more and more of the Lord.
他们就可以一直不断地来学习关于主的事。
Yes, they made a lot of mistakes.
确实他们犯了很多的错误。
But the only thing wrong with making a mistake is when you don't learn from it.
但是一个人所犯的一个最大的错误就是当你犯了错误的时候你不从中来学习。
Don't be afraid of making a mistake.
不要害怕犯错误。
If you sense to do something, do that.
如果你觉得要做什么事情，你去做。
I don't mean cut free or anything.
我倒并没有说你可以放肆。
But we see how we want the Lord to be training us.
但是我们应该让渴慕主来训练我们。
And in that, the Lord was training John.
这是神如何的来训练约翰。
And then there comes a crisis point in John's life.
然后他的生命就来到一个危机。
And we start to see a turn in his life.
我们就开始看见他的生命开始有了转机。
Because, and this is something that occurs within each of our lives.
因为这是发生在你我每一个人身上的事。
Even we've been with the Lord a little while.
我们跟随主一段时间。
We're following him, we're getting to know him.
我们开始来跟随他认识他。
And most all of our lives, there's an encounter, there's a crisis, there's a point in our life where all of a sudden,our whole perspective of the Lord changes and our trust in Him grows.
我们每一个人都会来到一个点，一个转捩点，一个危机，然后主就开始把我们开始整个的人转过来。
And this occurs in John in Matthew chapter 20.
这个在约翰身上发生是在马太福音二十章那边记的。
We start to see a changing in John.
我们开始在约翰的身上看见了变化。
And then the story here in Matthew chapter 20.
这边马太福音二十章的故事
starting in verse 20,
第二十节
his mother comes,
他的母亲来了
and asks the Lord for that one could sit on the Lord's right hand and one could sit on the left hand in the kingdom.
他的母亲来问主说我要两个儿子一个要在你的坐在你的国里一个坐在你的右边一个坐在你的左边
That's in Matthew 20:21.
这就是马太福音二十章二十一节。
And the Lord responds and said, "You don't know what you're asking."
神的回答是你不知道你所求的是什么。
And he said, "Can you drink the cup I'm going to drink?"
你能够喝我要喝的杯吗
？Oh, they say, "Yeah, we're able to do that."
他们说我们可以。
But the Lord says, "You know, there's a cup that only I can drink. There's a cup that only I can drink."
主在这边其实跟他们说，有一个杯只有我能喝。
Well, you're going to drink a cup of suffering.
你们要喝那个受苦的杯。
And, but we see in these young men,
但是我们看见那个这些年轻人。
Again, there's this blatant ambition of seeking position.
在他们的里面有那样的一个野心，他们要得到高位。
The question was just as ignorant as it was presumptuous.
他们在那边是那样，是无知，就像他们的傲慢是一样。
And again, we're seeing that natural zeal when the Lord, can you drink this cup?
他们里边有那样的一个骄傲，主就跟他们说：“你们能喝这个杯吗？”
That natural zeal, that intensity says, "Yes, we can do it."
他们里边的那个热心，那个天然的热心，就是说我们可以做到。
Later on, they both suffered.
后来他们两个人都受了苦。
James was martyred in Acts 12.
雅各在《使徒行传》第十二章，他是为主殉道。
John lived a martyr's life, and actually we see him in prison in the book of Revelation.
那约翰是过着一个殉道者的生活，我们看见在启示录那边，他为主做监牢。
But then the Lord reveals to them the true character and nature of His kingdom.
然后主在这边就向他们启示他的国的那个真实的那个性情。
I appreciate how Christian Chen refers to the Lord's kingdom as an upside down kingdom.
我很欣赏陈锡珍弟兄用这样的话来描述神的国是一个上下颠倒的一个特点。
Everything in the kingdom of God is so different from the kingdom of this world.
在神的国里边的一切事情跟今天这个世界是反过来的。
In his kingdom, he who is least is the greatest.
在他的国里边，他知道那个最小的就是最大的。
What's the highest rank in the kingdom of God?
在神的国里边，谁是最高的呢
？It's the bond servant, the servant of all.
是那个最做众人仆人的人。
In his kingdom, even the king is a servant of all.
在他的国里边，甚至那个王都是众人的仆人。
The focus is on service.
这个重点是在服侍。
It's not about someone serving you, but it's about serving others.
重点不是你被人服侍，而是你去服侍别人。
Even the king came not to be served, but to serve.
甚至这个王他来了，都不是要受人的服侍，而是要服侍人。
So contrary to the ways of this world.
这个跟这个世界的这个方式是何等的相反。
In his kingdom, the greatness is based on the manifestation of the character of the king and his people.
在他的国度里边，一切都是根据于。这个王的那个性情的那个彰显
，That life of the servant king coming forth，
就是那个做仆人的王，他的生命的彰显。
Laying down your life for the others，
他愿意为其他的人放下他自己的生命。
The character of his kingdom is a character of humility.
他的那个国的那个性格的特点就是谦卑。
So different. And this was just, John was just taking all this in.
所以这个时候约翰就学到了所有这些。
He had a whole different concept.
他得到了，他有了这个完整的概念。
But as he was taking this in and meditating upon it.
他就开始来吸收这些，就开始来思想这些。
It was impacting him.
这些事情就开始来影响他。
And John's eyes were starting to be opened here.
约翰的眼睛就开始被开启。
And he was starting to see this total different perspective.
他就看见了一个完全不同的一个眼界。
Seeing the real reality of kingdom service.
看见了在这个国度里边那个服侍的那个本质。
Even recalling the voice of John the Baptist, his mentor.
甚至他能够听见他的那个老师施洗约翰的那个声音。
The issue isn't increasing but decreasing.
是的，他愿他兴旺，愿我衰微。
And I personally think that because of this,
我个人认为因为这个事情,
as John saw himself as a servant,
约翰看见了他自己是个仆人,
that's why he never mentions his name in any of his writings.
这是为什么在他所有的书信里面他从来不提自己的名字。
Because a servant is nothing.
因为仆人是没有任何东西。
A servant isn't noticed. A servant isn't mentioned.
仆人是不会被提起的。
Even in the Gospel of Mark, where they're presenting Christ as the servant,
甚至在马可福音，当他在这边彰显耶稣基督做仆人的耶稣基督的时候
，There's no lineage mentioned there，
都没有提到他的家谱。
When you think of him as the king in Matthew，
当在马太福音提到他是王的时候
，Kingly lineage，
我们看见他的那个家谱传下来。
In Luke is that son of man，
在路加福音作为人子
，We have that lineage，
我们也看见他的那个家谱。
But as a servant， he's nobody。
但是作为一个仆人，他不是任何。
Nobody cares about the lineage of a servant，
没有人会去关心一个仆人的家谱。
And this was a point. This was a crisis point in John's life.
所以这个点就在约翰的生命里面成为一个危机的点。
Now I'm not saying that John saw everything at this point.
我并不是说约翰在这边已经看见了所有。
But this was a turning point in his life.
但成为他生命中的一个转捩点。
Where he was no longer living for himself.
他就开始不再为自己而活。
But living for the one who has first loved him.
而是为那爱他的人而活。
We could say, we could actually borrow Paul's phrase.
我们在这边可以借用保罗的一句话。
That he was constrained by the love of Christ.
他在这边就被神的爱所，被基督的爱所激励。
Living for the one who had first loved him and died for him.
就是那起初，那先爱了他的，为他而死的那位主的爱。
But we see how this starts to impact John immediately.
我们看见立刻的主的爱就开始影响到他的生命。
And I'm running over time, so we're going to just close with one story.
所以我最后要讲一个故事。
So we can start to see the impact here.
我们看见这边的影响。
Turn to John 13.
我们翻到约翰福音十三章。
This is where the Lord is at the Last Supper.
最后在最后的晚餐的时候。
And the disciples are in the upper room.
门徒们都在楼上。
And they're all gathered there, and the Lord shares with them starting in verse 21.
第二十一节这边开始。
It said, when Jesus had said this, he became troubled in spirit and testified and said, Truly, truly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. The disciples began looking at one another, at a loss to know which one was speaking. There was reclining on Jesus' breast one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore gestured to him and said to him, Tell us who it is of whom he is speaking. He leaned back thus on Jesus' breast and said to him, Lord, who is it? Jesus therefore answered, This is the one for whom I shall dip the morsel and give it to him. So when he had dipped the morsel, he took it. He gave it to Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot. And after that, the morsel Satan entered into him. Jesus therefore said to him, What you do, do quickly. Now no one of those reclining at the table knew for what purpose he had said this to him.
耶稣说了这话，心里忧愁，就明说，我实实在在地告诉你们，你们中间有一个人要卖我了。门徒彼此对看，猜不透所说的是谁。有一个门徒是耶稣所爱的，侧身挨进耶稣的怀里。西门彼得点头对他说，你告诉我们，主是指着谁说的？那门徒就是靠着耶稣的胸膛问他说，主啊，是谁呢？耶稣回答说，我沾一点饼给谁就是谁。耶稣就沾了一点饼递给加利人西门的儿子犹大，他吃了以后，撒旦就入了他的心。耶稣便对他说，你所做的快做吧。同席的人没有一个人知道是为什么对他说这话。
You know, we're thankful how as they were sharing this meal together,
我们非常感谢主，当他们在一起分享 这顿晚餐的时候
And the Lord says, one of you is going to betray me.
主说有一个人，你们中有一个人要出卖我。
So Peter says, John, find out who that was.
彼得就说，约翰，去找出来他是谁。
And he does.
他就发现了。
And he finds out it's Judas.
他知道是西门人儿子犹大。
And what does John do?
那么约翰做了什么呢？
This is an amazing thing.
这是非常奇特的。
This was that one who was ready to call down thunder upon those that weren't accepting the Lord.
这是一位那些不愿意接待主的人，他都是要吩咐火降下来烧灭他们的这位这一位。
He was going to call down fire. He's a son of thunder. I get the thunder and fire confused. Okay.
他是那样的一位雷子，他要吩咐火降下来的这样的。
He was going to call down fire a little while ago.
一段时间以前，他要吩咐火降下来。
And now he learns that this one who's been with him is going to betray the Lord.
现在他发现说，这位与主同在这么久的一个人，他要来出卖主。
What does he do?
那他做了什么呢？
He does nothing.
他什么都没有做。
He's under the control of his master.
他在他的主人的控制底下。
And he says, if the master's not going to expose Judas, I'm not.
他说，如果我的主人要不在这边暴露这个犹大，我也不做。
That's a change we're starting to see in John's life.
这是在约翰的生命里边我们所看见的，能够观察到的一个改变。
In his natural self, he would have been there taking Judas out.
如果照着他天然的自己的话，他就会在那边把这犹大揪出来。
But now,
但是现在
as he sees his master not exposing Judas,
但是他看见他的主人在这边并没有把犹大给彰显出来。
There's a self-restraint that constrained by the love of Christ.
所以基督的爱就在那边把他给限制住。
Not thundering out of himself,
他就没有把自己爆发出来。
But just waiting for the master to work.
他就等候他的主人来做。
We're starting to see this change in John.
我们开始来看见约翰身上的这个改变。
John is starting to see things from a new perspective.
约翰在这边用一个新的眼光来看事物。
As he's growing in the Lord.
当他在主里边开始成长的时候。
As he's learning from the Lord.
当他开始在主里边学习的时候，
He's starting to see things not from his personal perspective.
他就开始来学习说，不是照着我所看见的，
but from Christ's perspective.
而是照着基督的眼睛所看见的。
And this is what the Lord's after in our hearts.
这是主今天在我们身上所要得着的。
So we can, let's go ahead and stop here tonight.
今天晚上我们就要停在这里。
And we're thankful how as we consider this Apostle John.
我们感谢主，我们可以一同来思考使徒约翰。
We see one who had this teachable heart.
我们看见一位受教可以被教的。
He was so jealous. There was a fire within John.
我们看见约翰里边有那样的一个嫉妒，有那样的一个火，他愿意更多的认识主。
To enter into that life.
能够进入到那样的一个生命里面。
And he was jealous for others to enter in.
今天神也是嫉妒，愿更多的人进到里面。
Would that fire of jealousy penetrate our hearts?
愿神嫉妒的爱火能够来烧透我们。
And that we too could start being transformed.
我们也能够同样的被神来改变。
No longer seeing things just from our perspective.
我们不再只是从我们自己的眼光来看事物。
But seeing it from his perspective.
而是从他的眼光来开始来看。
Coming under his authority.
我们能够来服在他的权柄之下。
John was starting to learn these lessons.
约翰开始来学习这样的功课。
Lord, we are thankful how we, as we look in the scripture.
主啊，我们何等的感谢你，我们一同来看你的话。
We see ones that we're learning of you.
我们看见这样一位来向你学习的人。
Lord, we give ourselves to you.
主，我们把自己献给你。
We realize how at times how stubborn we can be.
主，我们知道我们很多的时候是如此的顽固。
But we're thankful how you have loved us to the uttermost.
但是我们却感谢你，你用最大的爱来爱我们。
And Lord, just continue to work in our hearts and lives.
主啊，愿你继续在我们生命里边来做工。
That we too can be those learning of you.
我们也能够成为爱你的人，向你学的人。
And being the people of God that you're calling us to be in this hour.
能够成为你让我们所成为的这个时代属神的人。
In thy name we pray.
靠着你的名祷告。阿门。